You should like to read with you, please, in the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 10 and verse number 7. Excuse me, Exodus chapter 11 and verse number 7. And against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that ye may know how that the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. The Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. Chapter 12, please. In verse 13, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon any to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Turn, please, to the book of Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 10, chapter 10, verse 1. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer, and put fire therein, and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. Verse number 3, and Moses said unto Aaron, this is it that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. Further down the chapter, please. Verse number 10. And that ye may put difference between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean. Chapter 11. Chapter 11 and verse 47. To make a difference between the unclean and the clean, and between the beast that may be eaten and the beast that may not be eaten. Now turn back please to the book of Exodus chapter 33. 33 and verse 13. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. Now God will bless to us his good word with that which we have heard already this afternoon. Beloved brethren and sisters, I was thinking a little of this word difference. We are living in a day when the world looks upon things in a very different way to what God looks upon them. And also, the child of God would look upon things as God looks upon them. We find, as we read the Holy Scripture so far as guilt is concerned, that there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We believe in the total depravity of man, that all have sinned. All are exposed to judgment. All need salvation. All need the gospel. All need to repent of their sin and turn to Christ. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We are thankful to the Lord that he has made it clear and plain in his word that there is a way to heaven. Over some years during in life's march to eternity, before we learned that there was a way to heaven, it was a happy day when we got to know that the Lord Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Some of us thought by doing the best we could, we would one day get to heaven. God would consider our good works as well as our bad ones, and according to the way the scale went, well, we would run a thing in that holy place. But we are so thankful to God, as Paul writes to Timothy, the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. I believe that's why we should teach the dear little boys and girls the Holy Scriptures, to make them wise relative to the things of God. Even Paul, before he knows it's his second or his last Latin letter perhaps, he said, "Preach the word." God would have us to preach the word and let men and women know how God thinks about them and about their sin. Well, here we have God making a difference. We find here in the Holy Scriptures that God was speaking. Oh yes, God speaks through his word. Thank God that he speaks. And he speaks once, yet twice, yet man perceiveth it not. We're thankful to God that he took knowledge of us, that he dealt in grace with us, that the high and holy one who inhabits eternity spoke to us one day. Perhaps he sort of set us thinking of the first time that God did speak to us, and we realized that Samuel, he heard the voice of God, but he didn't understand that was God that was speaking to him. Blind Bartimaeus also, who had to be informed, "Hey, arise, he calleth thee." And sometimes in special meetings we realize that God, that word is for someone in the meeting, and God is calling them. "Arise, he calleth thee." It was a great day when we got to know the Lord Jesus as our own and personal Savior. It was a happy day. We sang for joy, "Oh, happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Savior and my God." Well, may this glowing heart rejoice and tell its rapture all abroad. He is God, and he's dealing with Israel. He's dealing with that proud monarch. As Moses spoke to him in chapter 5, he said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey him?" I tell you, he was brought low before God went with him. He realized who God was. And so it beholds each and every one of us, as a sinner, to walk humbly before God. Indeed, we find here that God spoke to Pharaoh different times, and he spoke to him here in chapter 10, "I will put a difference between my people and thy people." God put redemption, and we thank God that he made known the plan of salvation to Moses, and Moses made the plan known to the people of Israel. If they want to escape, the firstborn desires to escape, the blood must be applied. The lamb must be sought, the lamb without blemish. Thank God indeed for that lovely word that we find in John chapter 1 and verse. Hey, well, I just forget the verse. "Well, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." We thank God for the perfect lamb. Oh, to think he was without sin. He knew no sin as to his intellect. He did no sin as to the members of his holy body. And thank God there was no sin in him. A Lamb of God's providing that took our guilty place in shame and death upon a cross. And we rejoice that he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Thank God, it's a real thing to be saved, and it's a very precious thing to know Christ as our own and personal Savior. Here we find God making known to Moses, and me and Moses, indeed, I will make a difference. Ah, yes, dear brothers and sisters, God, he would say there's no difference as to guilt, and there's no difference as to the display of wondrous grace. Yes, there was no difference as to guilt. There was no difference as God displayed his wondrous grace to both Gentile and Jew and Gentile. And as to the manner in which God said, I will put a difference. He didn't apply the blood for Israel or the firstborn. The blood must be applied by the individual, by themselves. But God, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. There was a time when the blood was applied. Ah, dear brethren and sisters, as we sit in the meeting today, I wonder, are we happy and glad, indeed, to know Christ as our Savior? I believe that we should be, especially in the days in which we live, dark, distressing days. We believe something is going to take place. The coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Yes, so many things would indicate that something will happen. We're drawing near to 2000. Oh, dear brethren and sisters, how wonderful to think that Christ is coming. How precious indeed, it thrills the very soul at one moment we might be in the presence of the Lord, which is far better. To be with Christ, which is far better. But I was wondering, I was thinking of the Israelites, God put a difference. He was satisfied with the blood applied, and every home where that blood was not applied, oh, death entered, and the firstborn died. I'm sure there was sorrow in Egypt that day, and with the king, it seemed to be, in the palace, and in the humble dwelling of the poor, there was sorrow, where the blood was not applied, death entered. Thank God for salvation. We rejoice, indeed, that God, indeed, I found the ransom. He found the ransom in the Son to save the sinner lost and done. And here we are saved by the grace of God. When God saved us, the Holy Spirit entered. Having believed, we were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. God has put a seal upon us. I wonder, he's satisfied. The Lord knoweth them that are his. But let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. I was thinking of the exercise, indeed, as God's servants that they had relative to the converts in those days. You can find here, even Paul, as he writes to the Corinthians, he says, examine yourselves. Prove your own selves whether it be in the faith. Is there sufficient evidence in your life and mine that we really belong to the Lord? Is there a difference? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. I wonder, is that true with each and every one of us? Are we satisfied with what we have got? Is there a doubt in our mind? Well, I may not have, after all, got something. It's a matter of believing a little verse of the Word of God, that God be true and every man a liar. But dear brothers and sisters, some have believed just little verses as I say, exactly just as far as they have gotten. It's a matter of getting to Christ, appreciating the work of Christ, that he died for sinners, and he died for me. He took my guilty place in shame, in rich abounding grace, as another has said. Here we find there is a difference out of salvation. There should be a difference in our approach to God. According to Leviticus chapter 10, his two young men, or two or four sons of her, that Aaron was blessed with, had a wonderful future. God had a ministry for them. And dear brothers and sisters, they see them bathed and see them prepared for the ministry. What happened to these two especially? They evidently attempted to draw near to God with strange fire. God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. In our approach to God, we read of men holding up holy hands without wrath and doubting. As one observes, not with intentionally, but we see some in the meal approach to God in prayer and engage in prayer with their hands in their pockets. Oh dear brother and sister, I believe there's a great lack of reverence in the sight of God. God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of his saints. The matter of holding up holy hands without wrath and doubting. God help us in our approach. We should approach God in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. You might say, well, everybody knows that. Everybody doesn't seem to know us. God would have us to approach him, to offer up sacrifices of praise in his name. Ah, dear brethren, that's the exhortation in Hebrews chapter 13. Indeed, to approach God in a reverent manner. And indeed, in always make mention of the precious blood. Always make mention in our approach to God in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, who made it possible for you and I to draw near to God. Here's the two young men in their smitten town. As he offered up strange fire, oh dear brethren and sisters, the Lord help us indeed to have that due reverence. He has showed thee a lovely verse that is often in my mind. He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Here there was a difference too in Leviticus chapter 11, relative to the food that God makes clear to them, what animals they were to eat, and what they were not to eat. So there is also a difference in the food that God would have to partake of. Every child of God, I believe, is blessed with an appetite. Yes, they love the word of God. Thy words, said Jeremiah, were firm, and I did eat them. They were unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. We have lived long enough in this world to realize, indeed, that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God doth man live. Those were quoted by the Lord Jesus. And as a quotation from chapter 8, if I'm not mistaken, of the book of Deuteronomy, have we proved that we couldn't do without our Bibles? Have we proved that we love the Word of God? We need the Word of God? Ah, yes. Don't be discouraged, dear brother and sister. You're not alone, young in the faith. Keep reading the Holy Scriptures. Treasure it up in your heart. And when you need it, the Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance those verses that you need, according to your meditation. He will bring to your remembrance the Holy Scriptures. We find here in the Word of God, we see Joshua. Indeed, it was mentioned to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1. We see there also in, say, First Kings, perhaps chapter 3, we find that Solomon too was exhorted by David to take heed to the word of God. He would need it, and certainly he did need it. The pity that he didn't take heed to the word of God as he should have. And we find also, indeed, the Holy Scriptures are for us, Timothy, how I was encouraged to give thyself to reading to the word of God. Ah, yes, dear brethren and sister, especially the young brethren and sisters in Christ who have life before them in the will of the Lord. But take heed to the word of God. Treasure up God's word in your heart. We find also that we should be a distinguished people by having the presence of God with us. Moses with God's people. And why we find here that they had committed a terrible sin in turning away from God during Moses' absence. Moses is up on the mount, and God makes known to him that some things are not right below. And whenever he and Joshua come down, they realize, well, there's certainly something out of place here. And so we find here that God was going to send his angel. But Moses wasn't content. He says, "Of thy presence go not with us, carry us not up hence." Ah, dear brethren and sisters, how precious the word, "My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." My presence, how good it is to have the presence of God with us. Have we the presence of God with us as individuals, day by day? Have we the presence of God with us as an assembly of God's people represented here today? Dear brethren, God desires to manifest his presence. God desires. We had a wonderful time this morning down to West Richmond, both in the Remembrance Feast and in the Bible reading. Precious times around the Word of God. Precious times around the Lord's table. Oh, may we find that there's a couple there in the Gospel according to Luke. Is it chapter 2? You would accept them, expect them to have the presence of the Lord with them. You know, they started out well, and for a time they had the presence of the Lord Jesus with them as a boy. But he got lost heavenly to them. He was about his father's business, but the Lord said of him, I wonder, and the journey sometime, and indeed they journeyed home without him, thinking he was in the was with them in the company. Dear brothers and sisters, have we the presence of God with us? If we haven't, perhaps we used to enjoy his presence more than we do now. The time, I believe there should be a searching of heart. I just remember Samson. He rose up, he did other times, thinking that God was with him. But oh, dear brothers and sisters, God had departed from him because of his sin. There's something perhaps in your life or my life that is robbing us of presence of God, robbing us of the power of God in our prayer life or in the preaching of the gospel. The Lord help us to search in fire ways and to turn again unto the Lord. Moses said, when shall it be known that we are thy people? Is it not that we have the presence of God with us? Oh, that's what we read in chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians. When the stranger, the person who doesn't know, they acknowledge God as the hearer of the truth, and they'll fall down. Oh, how few there are who will come and say, God is the hearer of the truth. May you so enjoy the Lord's presence as individuals and a collective company that the people will take note. God is with this people. God is with them. May the Lord bless his good word to us. These just these few thoughts, it'll be a blessing to all.